This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 29th of August, 1960. The title of this lecture is The Importance of an E-Meter. This lecture is 36 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Thank you. Well, you walked into a buzzsaw today, and we're going to do a real happy Fast review here now in these lectures on what you were doing. You have undoubtedly had a great deal of experience with cases here and there that didn't move. And you thought it was your own knuckleheadedness or my knuckleheadedness or something of the sort. But cases that didn't move were, of course, the bane of our existence. To be a thoroughly successful science of mind, you have to reach everybody. You can't have exceptions. Now, we know of cases that didn't move, and they were, to a large degree, in a minority, a very definite minority, but there's a middle ground case that you probably haven't paid too much attention to very bluntly and directly, but this middle ground case just sort of makes a little progress, you know, always making a little progress. And I am so damn tired of people who make a little progress that I can drown them. You've run into this case, I'm sure, but you've never isolated it as a case. And that case is numerous. Quite a few of those cases around. I run into them, and over a period of time, why, the case goes on making a little progress. I'm always happy and cheerful to make this little bit of progress. They just don't have that broken leg anymore, or something like this, and that's pretty good, and so forth. Well, now, you have today an instrument which is far more valuable than you think, much more valuable than you think, called an E-meter. Now, that E-meter, properly tuned up and balanced and doing right, and used with a good comprehension, selects out for us, without any further observation or argument, the case that isn't going anywhere and the case that is making a little progress. Now, these cases are spotted by this meter, and you shouldn't, in a spell of overwhelming optimism, argue with the meter. You just shouldn't. Now, this is one of our frailties in Scientology. An auditor's report very often is completely optimistic, and the PC's report is completely lib. Now, this is not a majority situation, but it happens to all of us sooner or later. We say, well, we really, really did that case good, you know, and he was really whizzing, and so on, and then we talk to the PC again, and it's all, meh. Or the graph didn't change. Now, the bane of our existence is the unchanging graph. Actually, the only serious one is the graph that lies on the bottom and just keeps lying there, you know. 90 fathoms down, and the air pump shut off. This used to be. Now, we've had that out of the muck and had its lead shoes off here for some time. I think it's something on the order of 2-3 months now. This particular case has been giving us no trouble, just on help on an assessed terminal. The number of cases which remain down in the Stygian dark I don't think we have any now. If they get into an HGC, they just come on up. But to come on up all the way, or something like that, well, that's something else. They come up into one of these cases that make a little progress, you know. Now, that used to be our bone of difference, but it isn't now. My Lord, the CCHs and all kinds of things were invented to handle this particular case, and after tremendous application did handle this case. Well, the bulk of those cases move off the bottom now on just help on an assessed terminal, just a simple attack on that will move them off the bottom. Give them 25, 30 hours, something like this, why they shake loose. Now, they shake loose on precession and so forth, but this still leaves us a few cases that are pretty sticky. And if you stand around and wait for a graph, you understand that for several months now there are cases on help on assessed terminals and other things that we're running and so forth that have just been taking off and going to the top of the graph, and their IQ has been going up and so forth, the bulk of the cases. We've been winning for some time. What we're doing is scraping bottom now for the no progress case and the a little bit of progress as the years go on case. And we're picking them up. Now, anytime you do a mop-up operation from the bottom, of course you increase the speed of recovery at the top. In other words, cases that aren't too bad off recover far faster after you've been able to move cases that are pretty bad off. Why, the upper cases move quick, you see? This is all to the good. Now, I haven't any idea what an estimate of time is right here at this moment on clearing, but 3 months ago was about 225 hours. And since that time, the jet age of Scientology commenced, and Lord knows what it is now. It'd be hard to make a guess at it. But we were making it, those cases that were making it, averaging up their processing, it was about 225 hours. Now, that didn't call into account processing which they had had earlier. I'm just talking about fairly modern regimen, roll up your sleeves and go to work on the case clear in 225 hours, and that was about 3 months ago. All right. We didn't have too many of these examples, and so on, but I'm just trying to give you order of magnitude. That was what it was then. I don't know what it is right now. Well, we probably won't have the figure for another 8 months. We'll go on clearing people. We won't have an average of how long it took over a long series of cases for some time. Now, this waiting for the profile and waiting for the data and waiting for the averages and that sort of thing is a thing which will hold you down as an auditor. If you're going to audit somebody for 25 hours and then give them another test in order to see by the test whether or not they've made adequate progress, and that's a very safe way to go about it, by the way, and it's very far from discarded, because the PC very often may be in propitiation, tell you how wonderful they feel and how wonderful it all is, you know. And the other factor is concerned is maybe you got it from a total unreality to a total reality, and the total unreality was a top of graph sort of test. Now you've processed him for a little while, and you now find him, he has progressed to the bottom of the graph. That will occur. That test is actually a cylindrical graph, not just a straight rise. You very often find some of these cases at the top of the seedy-weedy sort of, wow. And you just look over this case and you say, how'd this person get to the top of the graph? I don't know, I think we probably tested Aunt Agatha's social circuit that the PC has borrowed or something in the summer. But anyway, to have to wait for 25 hours before you're making any progress concerned is too slow a look now. It's a necessary look, but it's too slow to assist the auditor. And you've got right in your hands today the e-meter that tells you whether or not the case making any progress. Now, I'll go into this briefly, how it tells you. You already have gotten a lot of this, but let's start out with the bottom rung case. The bottom rung case is probably a very low tone arm, not a very high tone arm. The tone arm is probably registering around 0.5 or something like that. Yes, there are such cases. I see you look blank. You just never run into them. I have. I've run into a case with sensitivity, totally advanced, tone arm registered at about 0.5 with absolutely no motion of any kind on the needle. I've run into such a case. And these cases are very often apparently able to talk with you. They apparently answer questions. And, brother, they don't even vaguely progress. Now, your make a little progress case, by the way, is different in this case. It's usually your very high tone arm case. But, of course, a no progress case can also be a high tone arm case. You can also have a high tone arm. The common denominator in it is the tone arm is a long way from the PC's clear read, and nothing much seems to have any effect upon it. And the needle looks as though it were running in treacle. That's a form of very sticky molasses. Now, it's a sort of a slow motion nowhere that maybe is, maybe a quarter of an inch wide. It isn't doing anything, but it's sort of good. And that's the most action you'll see out of that needle. Now, when this case is overstrained a bit, the needle will move. If you kick them violently or hit them over the head with the e-meter or something of this sort, well, you're liable to get some kind of a motion to the needle. Now, when that arm read doesn't change easily and well, and when that needle continues to register in that wise, now look here, you've had it. That's it. A very short time ago, you couldn't have done a lousy thing for him except the CCHs. Now, we've learned it the hard way. That was it. As far as a security check on this case is concerned, it's very interesting that people can get fooled on security checks. You have to security check quite a few people before you know anything about security checking. But you can get a case that has a total irresponsibility. And maybe just a few minutes before, why, they murdered the Lord Mayor. And you wouldn't get any fall on murdering the Lord Mayor. The case produces, with its thinkingness, no reaction upon the needle. Now, the worst off case is liable to be reading on clear. It's just a dead body reading. And that's the way the meter looks, and that's the way the meter acts. Now, you think this other case is bad. This dead body case is a total fooler and is below that. And you don't see many of them, but the streets are covered with them. The streets are covered with them. They never come your way to get any help because help is impossible. If anybody was going to help them, it would just be, I guess, I don't know, but probably be a gyp of some kind. The streets are full of them. Now, you can say this, that the stick needle, high departed arm case, has a lower case that you seldom see. And you won't see this case until we're in the position of where we're grabbing people by the scruff of the neck. I mean, they don't have to, by any initiative of their own, come to us. But we get into the business and action of picking them up left and right, so forth, in order to give them a hand or help them out or salvage their employability or something like this. You know, they're working on a job and the boss tells them, well, you have to go down and check in at the ability department or something like this. And they come in and they go, okay, this ability department. And they sit down and they're liable to be totally bright people that you just are very happy. And they're awfully average. They're so average. That's what smart was about. But they're just so dead. Now, until you get into that kind of a position, or you're doing almost a kidnap, you won't see this other case. The lowest case that you see that walks in ordinarily is your very sticky case. Now, that case, oddly enough, still has enough volition to know that help has some slight possibility. Now, we see that borderline case all the time. We see that consistently. The other completely dead, armed case, by the way, responds undoubtedly to these same processes, works out exactly in this fashion, undoubtedly, I hope. But I haven't checked them over recently. I'm not terribly interested in them. I already know that the CCHs will work on them, and I already know that enough work with help has cracked one. It was enough work, though. By golly, that was a full intensive on two-way help, see, before they got any place at all. And then finally, big cognition. Oh, you're trying to help me. You're trying to help me. Help me. Help me do what? That was at the end of the intensive. Big mystery. Help do what? Something different about me. Now, you'd be amazed how usual that case is. But as I say, that case, having little volition and no reality on help, never occurs to them to turn squads' rights and even walk into a free course. You got the idea. Once in a while, one of them gets towed into a free course by somebody else. And they're the ones that disappear on Tuesday. The person didn't tow them in Tuesday night. Now, your meter tells you about such a case. They, by the way, do read on a clear reading with no reaction on the meter of any kind whatsoever, no unusual meter phenomena, nothing, and they don't answer up to anything. And oddly enough, you can practically kick them in the shins without getting a meter reaction. If you get a meter reaction, it's probably yours. This one someday you'll have some experience with, and know it when you see it. It doesn't security check. It doesn't register. It doesn't. Got the idea? The only test you can make with a case is to ask them some questions about help. Now, as you're doing a security check, you should always ask some help questions, and then this case never gets into the wheels and jams up the works, you see, because they can't answer any questions about help. That case just can't answer any questions about help. They correct themselves every time they say anything about help. They flub it. They don't know. They wonder what this is all about. They go off in dispersals and so forth. You say, do you think that a clean record would be of any benefit to a citizen or a public servant? It misses them. See, that's a help question. Would you help an automobile if you filled its tank full of petrol? You get a no reaction on thing. Is there any way, when you're sitting right there right now, that you could help me and you'll get help you? I'll give you those three examples just to show that maybe the fellow is a car driver, and maybe the fellow, you're not asking him to confront you with the question. In other words, just consider the idea of assistance in any way, and you get some interesting curves. And they don't register on the meter. You must know that case exists, not because you're going to process that case right away, because he just won't walk in. But the case does exist, and it's a fooler. And if you're doing checkouts for an industrial firm or sometime or another, and this case suddenly walks in and sits down, and that case is the head of the art department or something of the sort, you're liable to say, well, look at the fellows are practically clear. See, he's reading on three, and I ask him about, does he beat his wife, yes or no, and he doesn't even get a quiver on the needle. He's obviously got a clean record and so forth. He's just a dead body if you don't ask those help questions. That's what he is, a dead body. That person is a relatively detached, not there case. He is not there. His solution to existence is not to be there at all. Everything is not is, he's not is, and he has no influence on the body, so it doesn't increase the body mass, so the body reads exactly what a dead body reads. You ask the help questions. And he doesn't know from nothing. Or if he does, oh, how could I help you? Help you? Probably. Oh. Give you a cigarette. No, that wouldn't help you. Help you. Let's see. I help you. Help you. Well, not take up. No, that's your job. So take them. This is a kind of a total indecisional reaction, because that's the one button it won't respond on. It will respond on control, because the person will do what you tell them to do, because you're motivating it. Your responsibility for it is such that you can handle their machinery better than they can. It's interesting. It's like a goat or a sheep that came out on the front lawn the other day, and I looked out the window, and the sheep was eating roses, and somebody left the gate open down there. I says to myself, well, I was feeling lazy. And I said, well, I'll ask my man to go down and drive the sheep off. And a little while later, I looked out the window, and the sheep was still there. So I said, oh, the devil with it, and put a postulate in the sheep's head to leap off the wall and go running across the field. And I almost blew that poor sheep's head apart. And that sheep went off of that wall in an explosion of energy. It was vast enthusiasm, went tearing across the field, and all the other sheep thought that something dreadful emergency had just occurred, you know, and they started to tear on too. You can do that with these people. If you've never done that with animals, don't consider it's any particular ability of mine that is different than yours. If you yourself are able to confront the animal, you can get the animal kind of randomly to do most anything you want. Well, that's what you do with these people when you control them. And therefore, that particular case would be your bugbear. You make a mistake with that one. But you can't mistake this other stuck arm case. That case cannot be mistaken. And the little progress case, that case just makes just a little action, just a little difference occurs in the tone arm, just a little difference occurs in the needle reactions. It's just a little progress, you see, and that can go on for one awful long time. Now, the low, dead case turns into a stuck arm case. The stuck arm case has a variation which we call slam. They go ting, ting, and it goes sudden blow downs and blow ups and jerky motions and so forth occurs both above and below a totally stuck needle. You're liable to run into it with most anybody. All you have to do is get a totally solid mass of energy that just won't be read through, that moves suddenly, and you get a slam on the needle. But it's not a motion on the needle, it's a bang. You'll see that when you get a rock slam. You'll see various kinds of rock slams. They go all over the thing. Well, that's going through solid masses. And your reading then shouldn't be interpreted. Well, it has various definite interpretations of its own, but basically is a stuck needle reaction. If you do the same thing for the case as though it were a stuck needle, you would win. Now, certain questions on assessment, of course, cause a rock slam, and that is very, very significant on assessments. It means that you're on the rock chain, and it means that that assessment is very hot. But that's a diagnostic or assessment approach to the thing. I'm talking now about an auditing approach to it. If it just starts slamming while you're doing something or other, we'll just treat it as though it's gone stuck. And you got about the same thing. You see, it's a tense stuck, you might say. All right. If you are doing the case any good at all, the tone arm is going to change up or down. The needle action is going to shift and change. And that means it gets loose and gets tight. Don't think needles only get loose. You can take a fairly loose needle case, process the person for a few minutes, and find yourself with a fantastically tight needle. Well, you're making progress. You run them in through a ridge, don't you see? Now, you continue your auditing, and you'll find out that that needle will now loosen up and become loose again. Only this time it should get looser. Now, probably the next time, it might even get tighter for a moment if you overran it a bit, but it wouldn't stay tight quite so long. There's got to be a change of behavior in the tone arm, and there's got to be a change of behavior in the needle, or you're not going anywhere. And you don't have to wait for that graph at the end of a 25-hour intensive or the end of a course. You take the fellow who doesn't respond to anything that you're liable to pull off the street someday or get in your office by reason of checking out a firm. Few help questions and so forth will upset the needle. It will upset the needle a bit. But just upset it. They're not very significant. They don't mean very much. But under processing, this person would probably shift off, wham! Probably onto the low end of the tone arm, or maybe onto the extreme upper end of the tone arm, 6.5 or something like that. This person has been living life by avoiding all rest points, and they're just northwest by southeast, 2 light years behind the left ear. And that's how they live, see? And if we're very careful and we don't look at anything, and we never come near a body, we never think, we never do, we never decide anything, we'll get by. And you all of a sudden bring them into participation, clank, and the first thing you're going to run into is the lowest tone case you really do find in Scientology. All Scientology cases, to some slight degree, came in their own volition, don't you see? So that immediately sorts them out from being the lowest cases there are. So far are they from being the lowest cases there are, but you really haven't lived until you've gone out and processed the living dead. Now, the progress which you make with a case is determined by the activity of that meter. And the activity, rate of activity of the meter should vary. You should get more rapid reactions. You should get wider extremes as you go on. In other words, the liver the person gets, the more active the meter gets, up to a point when they go over the top. And when they go over the top and they're out of a critical state of any character, you don't get these wide reactions. But this, too, is liable to fool you. The person is so capable now of accumulating or winding up mass that they can shoot themselves up or down on the thing. Not that I am 180 feet tall, but every time I go out to a road safety meeting and have to sit there and talk about accidents of one character or another, my impatience with the fact that nobody is really doing anything, and I am playing it very soft-pedaled. I'm soft-pedaling it, and I'm not really giving them the business. I'm not really sounding off. For instance, obviously, you could cut out 90% of the accidents of East Grinstead just by doing one action up here, and it's very, very hard to get that approved. All you had to do is slow the traffic down through the town and keep it slowed down all the way through the town at a uniform rate of advance. If you did that and made sure all the crosswalks and so forth were straightened up, why, you wouldn't have any accidents. Of course, you're talking to people who privately and covertly want accidents, and so on. And I'll sit there just about so long. We're holding this, and I come back, they put me on the meter, it'll always read about 4. I've several times come back and picked up a meter to check it out while I was going to process somebody or else or get a check out. So what, it reads 4. And I have to think, see, oh yeah, road safety, you know. Boom, 3. But don't think that people will stop changing on a meter. Don't think that is that. Now, they can get down to a stable clear read and continue with a stable read that will remain stable until upset by processing. But remember that one. It can be upset by processing. Now, probably you shouldn't run very rough processes or very active processes on a PC before he reads clear consistently. Now, that would be an optimum thing. And we've taken several cracks at doing this, and they're more or less successful, trying to even out the read and get the meter acting fairly usually before we upset it. Then we're at least at cause over the thing, you see. Then it gets upset on what we upset it on, not what the environment's upsetting it on. That's a pretty good thing, because you're processing a PC then without PTPs and without ARC breaks, and the processing's really biting and it's all sailing along beautifully. Well, we can do that. And there's no reason why we shouldn't do that. But anyway, it's the meter. It's the meter that tells you when to shift processes. It's the meter that tells you if the pre-clear is making progress. It's the meter which gives you the immediate comparison. How good is he doing today compared to how good he did yesterday? You leave the sensitivity knob set at exactly one place, and don't go changing it around. Just leave it there and just get your relative reads. Now the only thing that's monitoring the sensitivity of the needle, of course, is the pre-clear. And you can tell by just watching this what's happening. You can also tell various other things. You can tell whether or not a pre-clear is doing the process with a meter. That's just a little bit beyond most auditors. I can usually look at a meter and tell whether or not the PC is doing the process. And I can also tell something else. I can tell what the PC is avoiding while he is doing the process. And if you look at a meter closely, you'll see them do it. You'll see that consistently and continually they fall, steeply, pause, sort out an answer, flick, and answer the question. And they answered some very minor answer, but they had a great big answer there, and they didn't give it to him. And you watch a PC fencing with this for a long time, and he'll eventually give you the punched-up answer. But I'm afraid if it went on that way for a very long period of time, 5 auditing commands, 3 auditing commands, I'd find out what it was, what he was ducking around with there, and speed it up a little bit. But today, there'd be no reason to grind, 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 or get optimistic on whether or not you're succeeding. There's no particular reason to do this. The meter tells you at once, right in session, whether or not you're winning, whether or not you're going anyplace, whether or not you're being effective. So I invite your very close attention to this fact and your acquaintance with what happens on the various changes that a meter can undergo on one PC. You can learn it off just one PC. Security checking is something, and assessing is something that you would learn only on dozens of people. But you can learn all there is to know about a meter today with the processes that we have off one PC. Unless, of course, the PC refused to stay low long enough for you to notice it. Okay, so I invite your attention to that there instrument, because it takes all the excuses away. You don't have to invent excuses after that. You knew it all the time. If the PC is not progressing upon the processes being run on the PC at any kind of a rate of speed that you think is at all desirable and so forth, you have 2 choices. One is to change the process off to something else, or find out if the PC is doing them. That's always a help. There are various things to be inspected, of course, when a PC doesn't seem to be changing on the meter, but that's a little bit beyond us right now, and I just want to invite your attention to the meter, to its relative state from 5 minutes to 5 minutes or even minute to minute throughout an auditing session. Now read it minute to minute, not hour by hour. And you'll really see whether you're having any effect on this case or not, or changing it. Okay? Thank you.